Thank you very much, Romano. And I look forward to chatting to you as the years pass and hopefully speaking to you once you are also an Oxford graduate. The pressure is on. Headmaster, members of staff, chairperson and members of council, chairperson of the Old Johannian Association, parents, family members, godparents, mentors, friends who somehow made it in. The class of 2016, my fellow Old Johannians, congratulations on reaching this day. I've always thought it was a display of profound confidence to have a goodbye ceremony a few weeks before the exams. But I suppose that's testament to the long tradition of academic excellence to which you are now heir. 10 years ago, in 2006, I sat in your place as my class bade farewell to our high school years. And it's difficult to believe that a decade has passed between that day and this, almost to the day. In that time, I certainly haven't learned everything there is to learn, but I have learned one thing that I want to share with you today. Freedom is a scary and a sacred thing. And I'm reminded as I look out of a fable which I think encapsulates very much the spirit of what we're gathered here to celebrate. The fable, you may have heard it, of the colorless tiger. But for today's purposes, I suppose the colorless eagle is more apt. A long time ago in a distant land, there was a colorless eagle, its feathers dull shades of gray. People from far and wide would gather around the eagle locked in its cage and marvel at this unique event. And one day, a wise sage claims that she could renew the color of the eagle. Now, this caused a great stir in the village, and she was immediately brought, and a large crowd gathered. And she leant over the cage and whispered in the eagle's ear. And immediately the eagle burst into fluorescent color, its talons, its eyes, its wings burned bright. And after being hoisted shoulder high by the crowd, wise sage was asked what magic she had employed. And she turned and said that she had made a deal with the eagle's owner and told the eagle that it would be set free the next day. Freedom is a scary and a sacred thing. And this ritual evokes the idea of freedom, the idea of breaking free from your cage. Don't get me wrong, this place is important and it's left indelible marks on many people. But it remains a beautiful, a wonderful, and a rather expensive cage. Your responsibility, my fellow Old Johannians, is to break free from your cages. Because freedom is a scary and a sacred thing. Some of you already know what you want to do with your lives. Like the matric when I was in lower four who constantly borrowed my cell phone to call his girlfriend, which led to very difficult discussions with my mother attempting to explain my phone bill. He would do this when he wasn't cycling, of course. That matric was Chris Froome. He never paid me back. Or the friend who was laughed at for building rockets while most of us were playing soccer at break, Siyatuza, who now has a planet named after him. Or my old friend, I think I can still call him that, who disregarded his academic work for his love of hip-hop music and has gone on to win multiple summer awards and advanced hip-hop culture to new heights, not only in South Africa, but in the world. We all know that I'm a better rapper than him, but, I mean, this is beside the point. Of course, AKA. To you who know what your path is, I say pursue it relentlessly. Leave no room for distraction, and you can join the long line of Johannians who have advanced scientific frontiers, redrawn cultural borders, and pushed human abilities to new limits. To those of you whose future seems less certain, fear not, you're in good company. Perhaps a few extracts from my early reports will be enough to reassure you that you certainly don't need to have it all figured out at this place that you are in your lives. 10th of September 2002, remove. Sizwe has had a reasonably good term, apart from his inability to stop talking when required to do so. Although Sizwe is a capable student, his performance in the examination was disappointing, particularly in the sections testing time and scale and the more challenging interpretive questions. Lower four. Sizwe is a talented student who seldom extends himself. The mark is well below his capabilities. His classroom behavior needs to be improved. Headmaster's remarks. I am disturbed that Sizwe has received four detentions this term, mainly for noise and cheek. And my personal favorite, Sizwe has put in a number of spirited performances for the under 15D rugby team this term. He is making sound academic progress, and I urge him to make the most of the opportunities that St. John's has to offer. I would later find my feet at the school, but if you haven't found your feet yet, it's okay. The good news is that you have all the time in the world, and there will be many times in your life when you won't be able to say that. Use your 20s as a process of self-study, of controlled experimentation, and of disciplined fun. Use these years as a time to break free of your cage. Keep in the back of your mind that you have dedicated this decade to self-discovery, and by the time you reach my age, you will be ready to do things that you could never have imagined when you were at St. John's. It's not only the Johannians that have achieved great things to whom you must look up. It is also those names that we don't know, something that the school acknowledges symbolically, who chose not to worship the false gods of praise and popularity. If the values of this school mean anything, it's to ensure that we remain careful of what we worship. In the vivid words of David Foster Wallace, there is no such thing as not worshipping. Everybody worships. The only choice we get is what to worship. And the compelling reason for maybe choosing some sort of spiritual type God thing is that pretty much anything else you worship will eat you alive. Worship money and things. If they are where you tap real meaning, then you will never have enough. Never feel you have enough. It's the truth. Worship your body and beauty and sexual allure, and you will always feel ugly. And when time and age start showing, you will die a million deaths before they finally plant you. Worship power. You will end up feeling weak and afraid. And you will need ever more power over others to numb you to your own fear. Worship your intellect, being seen as smart. You will end up feeling stupid. a fraud, always on the verge of being found out. But the insidious thing about these forms of worship is not that they're evil or sinful, it's that they're unconscious. Close quote. Freedom is a scary and a sacred thing. It's a scary and a sacred thing because of the country that you are about to go into. As I sat here 10 years ago, our economy was growing at 5%, and many of us believed that the democratic dividend that we had been promised for so long was finally bearing fruit. Who would have thought, 10 years later, we would be staring down the barrel of what Sipho Phiyana recently called our cataclysmic anti-climax. The worst among us delay justice for decades, while the best among us are visited by injustice every day. That we would have a president who is willing to sacrifice our hard-won freedom on the altar of personal enrichment and the immoral abuse of power. A president who has contorted state institutions to serve his will and used them to terrify anyone brave enough to speak out into submission. Just this week, our finance minister and a certain opposition party leader were served with spurious summonses. The public protector has yet again been defied. Are we all going to sit idly by as our democracy is snatched from our grasp before our very eyes? We are leaderless, spinning out of control at a pace gathering momentum and threatening to descend beyond our capability to handle. In 1994, unemployment was 31.5%, according to the expanded definition. More than a decade later, it is 36%. More than half of our country lives in poverty. And we are the most unequal society in the world. Not Syria, not Venezuela, not anyone else but us. In the haunting words of Lebo Mashile, where do we go? The dead know more of living than we, the living dead. The way what is spoken outweighs what is said. The untold tales of walking corpses who see plenty but go unfed. The silent history, shouting at the present like electric fences around king-size beds. South Africa, your aspirations asphyxiate me. I die each day just to live free. Freedom is a scary and a sacred thing. And as the beneficiaries of a system that has put you at the apex of the most unequal society this world has yet engineered, you have a duty to break free of your cages. And breaking free of your cages is not going to be easy. Institutions like this are too stuck in old ways. I've lost count of the number of conversations I've had with black alumni, old Johannians, who look back on their time at the school with bitterness. The problem is that it only hits you once you've left. When you leave the bubble, you realize how much of it should have been called intolerable, should have been brought to someone's attention, but you're too busy assimilating to survive. Too busy being pacified and placated into politeness to challenge the prevailing norms of your day. I've said it before, and I will say it again without fear of contradiction or retribution. For too long, this school and schools like it have been safe havens for the most regressive parts of our society: racism, misogyny, homophobia. And unless we reverse that course, then the protests that have been taking place across our country will one day come to these gates, and we'll be confronted with a very difficult question as to what side we should stand on. We only need to look at the demographics of the council, or the staff body, or even the student body, or to reflect on the many stories that we've heard, recorded and unrecorded. I remember in my time sitting on a disciplinary council when a student had thrown bananas at members of staff from the dining hall. And when I pointed it out to him in the disciplinary committee that his acts were racist, his parents stood up as if to say I was the person who was in the wrong. A racism policy was written for the school and handed over to senior leaders, and that was the last I ever heard about it. That's why I didn't attend my 10-year reunion. But it's also why, as I sat in the chapel and watched the ceremony, I haven't lost hope for this institution. I've seen how change has come from below, how so many things that were unimaginable, like that flavorful singing from the choir, seem normal now. And to those of you who have pursued that change in this institution, I salute you. Your responsibility is not over, because you need to pass the baton on to the generations that are coming after you. The only way that we can truly change an institution like this is from below, is from the students. And I'm prepared to join with you to do the difficult work. This doesn't mean that people are bad people, that we're somehow trying to shame the people who happen to hold office in the school. It's a difficult process. As long as we acknowledge what kind of institution we have inherited, and we are committed to changing it, then I don't believe we bear any moral burdens that we can't overcome. And I must commend those people in the school who have allowed those changes to happen. I hear good things, that this is a time when things are slowly but surely moving in the right direction. And I offer strength and solidarity to all those people inside this community who are pushing that project forward. Freedom is a scary and a sacred thing. Life, however, is deeper than politics. It's deeper than race or the political follies of the day. And even though you have cages to break out of, you also have ideals to preserve. Lux, vita, caritas. Freedom is a scary and a sacred thing, and it's a thing upon the precipice of which you all stand. The next phase in your lives will give you more freedom than you have ever known. Your task is to seize it, to use it, to achieve what you know deep down you are capable of achieving, even if nobody has recognized it yet. The only way you can do that, we can do that, is to break free of our cages, to become truly colorful eagles, because freedom is a scary and a sacred thing. Thank you very much.